A veteran federal and BC Liberal insider who finished fourth in the 2022 Vancouver mayoral election is lobbying the NDP government on behalf of Surrey City Hall to keep the RCMP in BC's second largest city. Mark Marison registered January 5 to arrange meetings between Surrey officials and counterparts in the office of Premier David Eby and the Solicitor General and Municipal Affairs Ministries. According to the Office of the Registrar of Lobbyists, Marison's stated topic of communications is acting on Surrey City Council's request to maintain the RCMP as the police of jurisdiction in Surrey. His projected end date is March 6. Mayor Brenda Locke ran on a platform last fall to shut down the fledgling Surrey Police Service. A City Hall report estimates it would cost another $235 million over 5 years to finish the cop swap. On January 6, the day after Marison began lobbying, Locke said that keeping the Surrey Police Service would mean a 55% property tax hike. Solicitor General Mike Farnworth is considering Surrey's December submitted proposal, and an announcement is expected before the legislature reconvenes February 6. Marison has a history of acrimonious political battles with the NDP. In the 2013 election, Eby was successful in unseating Marison's political collaborator and ex-wife, then Premier Christy Clark, in Vancouver Point Grey. However, Marison is also a longtime associate of Shannon Salter, Eby's deputy minister, cabinet secretary and head of the public service. In 2005, when Paul Martin was prime minister, Marison was the campaign director for the Liberal Party of Canada in BC and Salter in charge of communications. It isn't the first time Surrey City Hall has hired a Liberal insider to lobby on its behalf. In 2016, under then-Mayor Linda Heppner, Prem Vinning's Concise Consulting was given a $28,800 no-bid contract to arrange meetings aimed at securing federal funding for a light rail transit system. The City of Surrey has not yet disclosed how much it is paying Marison. On January 17, a reporter asked Locke's communication staffers Oliver Lum and Amy Jugpal for the maximum value of Marison's contract, why he was chosen for the assignment and whether Locke would be available for an interview. Instead of answering the questions and scheduling an interview, they arranged for Jay Baska of the city's Freedom of Information Office to send an email on January 18 requesting a $10 payment. Under the Freedom of Information, FOI, law, public bodies can take 30 business days or longer to provide information to an applicant. Locke did not respond to a text message or call to her mobile number. Jugpal later said by email that Mayor Locke will not be commenting. Locke's platform last fall included a promise to eliminate the $10 FOI fee imposed by former Mayor Doug McCallum and his Safe Surrey Coalition Council majority. Locke voted against the measure during an early 2022 City Council meeting and used the annual International Right to Know Day for Universal Access to Information last September 28 as the backdrop to announce she would end the fee. "We believe that access to information should be accessible for everyone, and that's why we will be dropping the fee for information requests, if elected," declared Locke in a Surrey Connect campaign news release. The current fee for each information request is a minimum of $10. The Surrey Connect team sees the fee as a barrier for the public. "By eliminating the fee, residents will see we are serious about transparency and good government." Locke's successful campaign to unseat McCallum last October 15 also criticized him for keeping secret the amount he was spending on the team of defense lawyers he retained to fight a public mischief charge. A provincial court judge acquitted McCallum November 21. Four downtown Vancouver lawyers represented him at the trial, including Richard Peck and Eric Guattardi, who defended Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in extradition proceedings at BC Supreme Court.